Down to Business.
Sponsored by Flowgas. Talk to us today and start saving on your business electricity bill, wherever you are.
This is News Talk.
Welcome back. Now it's time for this.
Smart Money on Down to Business. Thanks to Goodbody. Trust, integrity and expert advice for 140 years. Goodbody.ie.
Yes, it's our monthly financial planning slot, and this week we're getting a little morbid, but hey, there are only two certainties in life: death and taxes. Owen Redmond from Goodbody is here, and he's going to look at the business of passing on your stuff when you pass on, and also to answer any financial planning queries you might have out there. Owen, good morning to you.
Good morning, Bobby. How are you?
Welcome. And I know you're on a crutch and you had a knee operation, but all is good. But
all is good.
You're still alive.
Absolutely.
Tell us, are we worth more dead than alive?
Typically, yes, we are, because we forget about a lot of things. We don't add everything up. We don't write everything down. So when you look at it, we have our home. It usually has life cover. We have pensions. We have other assets out there. So when you gather it all up and write it all down, you actually probably are worth more dead than alive, you know?
Also, there's also the cost of transition, like be it by way of a tax.
Yeah.
If you're moving something from one person to another, from a father to a daughter, or a father or a mother to a son.
Yes.
Every time you change wealth, the tax man tends to get...
Tax man cometh, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so, his or her fair share.
Yeah, so yeah, it's a 33% tax over and above anyone's lifetime threshold. Like between a father and a son, or a parent to child, as we say, it's category one. It's 310,000 is the lifetime limit. So everything after that is being taxed at 33%. So it's quite punitive when people look at it. It's sort of ratcheted up over a number of years, kind of quietly. And then the threshold came down during the crisis. It slowly but surely crept up a little bit, but yeah. 310 is nowhere near the sort of 530 that it was.
And at 310 with that threshold, would you be better off then given your offspring, maybe if you had it, say, would you be better off then drip feeding them sort of 10 grand a year if you were able to do that to help them buy a house or whatever it is they're doing?
Yes, well, the 10 grand a year falls into what you're going to trip up yourself there is, and it's a common mistake, is there's an annual gift exemption from a parent again to a child, which is 3 grand a year. So two parents equals 6,000 a year, and that's a tax free annual exemption. So actually, it's from anyone to anyone. So we could all sit here and write each other a cheque for €3,000. The taxman doesn't care, because it is an annual exemption from a person to a person, and it's to as many persons as that individual wants to give it to. So it's a good way to spread it out and drip feed it.
And so if you give more than the 6 grand as a couple to a son or daughter,
you're eating into the 310.
Yeah. So but at the same time, you know, it might be better to give a kid some money if you had it, number one, and they needed it, number
yes.
two, at a particular time, rather than waiting for them all to die.
Exactly, and there are mechanisms you can use to bypass that. Like, we do have people, I sort of looked at a case where somebody wanted to give one of their kids, say, a 200 grand gift, but they'd already given them the lifetime limit, so the 310 was used. Okay, so but perhaps they needed money for another reason, and they wanted to give them, say, 200,000, but they wanted to pay the tax as well. So the parents said, okay, 200,000. At 33%, that's another 66 grand. So they gave them 266,000.
Knowing that 66 was going to go to the tax man.
But the 66 is actually taxable as well. So you've just put the tax up to another 21 grand, because that's 33% on 66,000. So by doing it that way, they'd actually increase the tax liability on it for the child. So there is a thing called a Section 73 savings policy, and it's a savings policy that you can save up the tax, and that's exempt. So if you saved up the 66 grand in this policy and then cashed it in and used it to pay the tax, that's exempt. So
okay.
You saved yourself 21 grand by being a little bit clever.
There's a query in here. It's a little general, but you might have a view on it. Should my mother give me her old house when she's still alive? That's from Jenny.
Giving somebody their own house while they're still alive, again, that's going to come into a gift. So equally, depending if it's over the 310, typically a lot of houses in Dublin would be, you're going to be hit with the 33% tax. So over and above the 310 limit. There are ways of passing a house from an elderly parent to a child if the child is living with them. So if it's an adult child living with them as a carer, there's a thing called a dwelling home exemption, but it's only for that particular home that the person lives in up to the point of their death. It's not really a gift situation.
Yeah, but it wouldn't really make any material difference in Jenny's case.
Not in Jenny's case.
If she was to be given the house now or afterwards, the tax would still be the same.
The tax would still be the same unless she was living with her mum. If she lived with her mum, it would be exempt, so there's no tax at all. It doesn't count towards her lifetime 310 limit, and there's only stamp duty payable on the passing of the house to Jenny. She has to stay in it for 6 years after her mum passes. That's the...
Finally, I read the book on death and taxes.
Yes.
I think it's a production by yourselves, but I think it's a great read.
It's a kind of an
interesting read, even though you're talking about, I suppose, morbid things, but it does outline a strategy of sorts, does it not?
The key is really for people to sit down and talk. We in Ireland, we don't like talking about death, and we don't like talking about our wealth and passing it on to the next generation. Finding out what kids want and finding out what parents want is really the key, and then you can kind of form a plan. Death and taxes just gives people a little bit of a trend, and it gives people a bit of insight into, you know, what's going on in terms of, like, the tax has risen gradually. I think last year it was 1.4 billion was paid in inheritance tax and gift taxes, and the bulk of it was actually paid by Tier B, people who are nieces, nephews, the next generation, not even sons and daughters. It was actually paid by the generation, the once removed people.
Amazing.
So Category B paid the highest amount of tax in that cohort.
Owen Redmond from Goodbody, thanks as always for answering our queries and enlightening us on the subjects of death and taxes.
Thanks, Bobby.
Smart Money on Down to Business. Thanks to Goodbody. Trust, integrity and expert advice for 140 years. Goodbody.ie.